I'd like to discuss something about Lord Krishna and Ram and Treta Yuga. A very exceptional case that when Ram was moving through Dandakaranya forest, the rishis and sages, tapasvis there, they saw him and they sought his blessings of Ram, that he could bless them, that they could become gopis so they could serve Gopal. Lord Ram said, "Yes, your vow will be fulfilled in Dwapara Yuga. When Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna comes, he will fulfill your desire to serve him as gopis. So we can see that all contradictions and filthy things are purified and harmonized in Lord Krishna. In Krishna Leela and Dwapara Yuga, we see that Krishna lied, he stole things, he murdered. The first person he murdered was a woman after 6 days old. He murdered a datri, a nurse. We see debauchery, paramour, illicit relations with other wives. So these are filthy things, immoral, seemingly immoral things, but they're all purified, elevated, and perfection in Krishna Leela. When Lord Ram was fighting in Lanka against Ravana, he needed the help of Garuda because he was bound by the Nagapash snakes. And Brahma advised Lord Ram, to remember your servant Garuda, because if Garuda comes here, then all the snakes will run away. So Lord Ram invoked the presence of Garuda. Garuda came and all the snakes ran away. Then Lord Ram and Lakshman became freed. And Garuda asked a question. "I am somewhat bewildered, my lord. You are my master, and I know that, but you're now in the form of Lord Ram, and Hanuman is your main servant. He has monopoly on your service, and I am a servant of Krishna or Vishnu. So if you are pleased with me, then please give me a blessing. Please show me one time your Dwapara avatar as Lord Krishna." Lord Ram replied to Garuda, "Yes, I will do that, but only privately, so no one else can see." Then Garuda constructed a small room by spreading his wings in the sky, and that covering or canopy, only Ram was underneath that canopy, and Garuda was looking down. At that time, in Dwapara Yuga in Lanka, Sri Ram showed his Krishna form only to Garuda. Although Hanuman was present, he would become unhappy if he saw his Lord become Lord Krishna of Dwapara Yuga. So Hanuman was kept outside. Another time, Krishna in Dwarka asked Garuda to collect a couple of blue lotus flowers from an area of the Himalayas that was under the jurisdiction of Hanuman. Hanuman confronted Garuda in a playful way. Hanuman challenged the power of Garuda and they fought, and Garuda was defeated. Then Hanuman took Garuda and stuffed Garuda in his armpit. Then Hanuman went to Dwarka to see Krishna and give him the blue lotuses himself. Upon arriving in Dwarka, at the gates of Dwarka, Hanuman started loudly chanting, "Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram." Dwarkadish Krishna understood that Hanuman wanted to see Lord Ramachandra and not his form as Krishna. So then Krishna told Rukmini, "Quickly, You take the form of Sita, so we can together please Hanuman. Then instantly Krishna became Lord Ramachandra. Sudarshan, Krishna's Sudarshan, was standing by the gate guarding. When Hanuman tried to enter the inner compound or inner corners of Lord Krishna, then Sudarshan ji, he blocked Hanuman's entry to the compound. Hanuman took the Sudarshan chakra and put Sudarshan on his middle finger, and then expanded his finger so big it looked like a ring on his finger. Then Hanuman entered the inner quarters of Krishna and Dwarka. Garuda was stuffed under his armpit and Sudarshan was sitting on his ring finger. Satyabhama refused to turn into Sita, so she hid under the throne of Lord Ram because of her pride. Of course, in this Leela, we'll see how it comes to pass that Satyabhama's pride was, her vanity was checked. Krishna, disguised as Ramachandra, greeted Hanuman, said, "Hanuman, what is that on your finger?" Hanuman replied, "Oh, this was some chakra which blocked my entry, so I put it on my finger." And then Krishna, disguised as Ram, asked another question, "Hanuman, who is that you've stuffed under your armpit?" Hanuman replied, "Oh, that is some bird. And I heard from him that you wanted a blue lotus. So he couldn't do it, so I did it, and I came here with a desire to see you." Then Krishna, disguised as Ram, said, "Okay, why don't you release that bird?" And suddenly Hanuman noticed that there was someone underneath, hiding underneath the singhasan. He said, "Whose body? Who is that, my Lord Ram, hiding under your throne?" Then sheepishly and slowly, Satyabhama crawled out from underneath the throne. So in this way, the vanity of these three great devotees of Lord Krishna was checked by the will of Krishna. Garuda became humiliated, became humble. And Satyabhama became humble, and Sudarshan became humble. So Hanuman got the chance in Dwapara Yuga to see his heart's Lord in Krishna. And Garuda got the chance in Treta Yuga to see his, the Lord of his heart, Krishna, in Ram. The Shrutis and Dandakaranya sages got to participate in Rasalila, but not Lakshmi. When Venkata Bhatta in South India heard from Lord Chaitanya, he could understand that there was something lacking in Lord Narayan. And because of that, his own consort Lakshmi Devi performed austerities to attain association with Krishna, but she failed. On the other hand, the Dandakaranya sages and the personified Vedas, they became successful in approaching Krishna because they took guidance of the Brajagopis. With that attitude of humility and submission to the gopis, Gopi Anugatya. Whereas Lakshmi Devi, she approached the Lord, she approached Krishna Vrindavan, but without the help or guidance of the Brajagopis. So she kept her royal opulence.